before, no tax.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the second hour, it's the hour where we talk quite a bit about companies that we are following. And one company that I have been following for quite some time now is a company, we've also talked about it on this show quite a bit, is a company called American Manganese. Now, I have to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, I do own shares, which I purchased in American Manganese, and I'm also doing a little extra work for the company, and consequently, I have been granted some stock options here. So you can see that I am not at all being arm's length on this, and I wouldn't be involved with these guys if I didn't really think that there was some really good things happening right around the corner. Okay, having said that, don't construe this as being investment advice, because it is not. You got to do your own due diligence. Speaking of due diligence, I'm on the phone right now with Larry Ray. Larry came out with a press release on Thursday, got a new resource estimate for the project down in Arizona. Larry, let's talk about that.
Well, we're certainly happy with our results from that project. We've completed about just under 11,000 meters of drilling, or 35,000 feet in 84 holes. And the resource study has indicated that, we've moved the indicated resource up by 123%. So that's from about 6.6 billion pounds to about 14.9 billion pounds. Now you have to realize...
Larry, let me just back up for a second. Now, is that the indicated category or the inferred category?
Indicated.
Okay, much better. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so that's a huge increase in the confidence of the resources. And the inferred, of course, reduced because most of our drilling was infield, very little out on the limb. And the inferred resource dropped from about 8.9 billion pounds to 3.5 billion pounds. But the overall increase of resources of metal was just under 20%. And now we're looking at, if you just add it up there, close to 19 billion pounds of material.
Where do you go from here? I mean, those are some pretty good numbers. Well, first of all, before we talk about where you go from here, let's talk about what those numbers exactly mean. You know, most of our listeners, Larry, are real conversant with grams per ton or ounces per ton when you're talking about gold or silver. But when you're talking about manganese, you're talking, millions of tons, okay? Put that into perspective for us, will you?
Well, we have a grade of around probably averaging close to 3% in about 275 million tons, with about 18 billion pounds of material in there, 14.9 in the indicated, and 3.5 in the inferred. Now, if you want to put a number to that, then you would look at the price of manganese today, which is about $1.60, and that's an interesting story in itself, Al. We've been talking in here for a couple of years now about all the smuggling that's been going on through Vietnam, because you have a real phenomenon out there, and that is that in Beijing, the price of manganese has been quoted at $1.70 a pound. FOB Beijing, that includes a 20% export duty, and yet you could buy it in Europe at Rotterdam for $1.50 a pound. And that's because of the smuggling. Well, China's just cracked down on that in the last week, and the price of manganese in Europe has jumped 10%, and they're facing potential shortages of manganese metal there, and certainly higher prices. So this all bodes well for us, because we're, you know, in advanced pre-feasibility study and pilot plant testing as we speak.
Okay, now, having said that, it looks good because the price is going up. Now, you've got an asset. It's in Arizona. If I'm not mistaken, it's about a three-hour drive from Las Vegas or thereabouts. What exactly is going on down there, and how do you advance to the next stage, and give us a time frame on that?
Okay, right now there's nothing happening on the property. We'll probably be back in there, depending on the market, this fall with another drill program. And we'll complete, within the next month, we'll complete all our pilot plant testing and hopefully have results to announce. And hopefully early in November, we will have the pre-feasibility done. Market playing along with us would give us a opportunity to step straight into the feasibility study and to again increase the confidence in our resources and to increase the actual tonnage and pounds again once more. Now, we're shooting, as you know, our preliminary economic evaluation now has indicated we'd have about a 45-cent a pound cost. And I'm expecting with inflation that we could see 55, 60 cents a pound. That's still, you know, less than half of what it costs Chinese to produce. And they produce 98% of the world's supply. So that puts us in a very good position here to move this project forward to production in 2014. And that's our timeline, and we're sticking by it. As a matter of fact, you know, we've already started our environmental work to get this the major hurdle overcome.
Now, there's no guarantees, obviously, that the production will start in 2014, but let's just go under that assumption, which is clearly a forward-looking statement, but let's go under that assumption. What exactly are you looking for total capital expenditures for that? What kind of CapEx are you looking at?
With the preliminary economic evaluation, we are looking at $90 million. But we're going to be doing a much more detailed evaluation in the pre-feasibility study. And with inflation and other situations that have developed, I think we're probably looking at $125 to $130 million CapEx. But the we did our preliminary economic evaluation at $1.10 a pound, Al. And we're going to produce 50,000 tons a year, roughly 110 million pounds a year. So if you want to do the math on that, the cost is 60 cents, and the price is $1.60. That's a dollar of profit. And if you had $130 million capex, then you would be looking at less than just over a year. Pay back the capital.
Now, you're no stranger to this game. You have put large properties in production in the past, and that's one thing I want listeners to be aware of. Let's talk about a couple of the successes that you've had in the past that, where properties have actually gone into production, Larry.
Okay, I've had considerable success in discoveries of in the gold and silver market back in the 80s and early 90s. Before I switched into these critical metals early in 2000. And, three of those have gone into production, one of which I was the president and CEO. One of the company's projects I sold off to a major. And the other one, eventually we had dropped it for various reasons, but it eventually went into production, and one of which we took into production with a large company at the time called Minova, which had been Corporation Falconbridge Copper before that. And so when I was the president and CEO of that company for a few years while it was a producer. But I've also, Al, besides the ones we've discovered that have gone into production, I've purchased mines that are currently in production today and purchased and resold those mines. And one was the Bissett mine in Manitoba. And the other one is the QR deposit that's seen its third run of production here now with Barkerville Gold. And I've had some huge projects, as you know. We had the big deposit up there, the Davidson deposit up in Smithers at one time. Under option. And I had the ADNAC project, which we took to shovel ready, which means, we were set to build the plant. We had all the permits and we were ready to go. It's been an interesting career, but this is the best project I ever had my hands on. I mean, you know, the silver project back in 87 was just a keg of dynamite the way it moved. But this one here, when it comes to robustness and profitability and the strategic metal, it's got to be the best project I've ever had my hands on.
Okay, now you know why a Big Al wrote a check to to the company with very little disagreement on the part of the little blonde lady who he lives with, I might add. Larry's a good guy, and he says, you can see, he's a very competent guy. Having said that, this is not investment advice. Don't take it that way. Do some research. They're sponsors on our website. Click on their banner. Make up your own mind. Going to be right back.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Chatting right now with Craig Lindsay. Craig is the president of one of our sponsor companies, Otis Gold. As you all know, we visited Otis We visited the Exploration Office when we were in Idaho and in Spokane 2-3 weeks ago. Got a great video. Check the video out. It will be on our website very, very shortly. You can see what the Otis Gold team is all about. Craig, got a question for you. A number of press releases have come out in the last few days, and you know, you're talking about discovery holes at Prospect Ridge. You're talking about the Kilgore Project, et cetera. I'd like to bring people up to date as to what exactly is going on with the company right now. Where do you want to start?
Sure. Well, hi, Al. That's just background. I mean, we are in the middle right now of a 10,000-meter drill program that started back in June at our Kilgore Gold Project in Idaho. As your listeners may recall, this is an old Echo Bay Mines, Placer Dome, Pegasus Gold project that's had, prior to us getting out there, there's about 34,000 meters of historic drilling out there, and there's a 500,000-ounce gold deposit existing on it that's 43-101 compliant. We've been out there for about 3 years drilling this project. Last year, we drilled 7,700 meters, and again, this year, we're in the middle of this 10,000-meter drill program. Really excited to tell you how that we've come out with the first 7 holes of this program. We just announced it this week. All 7 holes have hit out there. That brings the total of the 58 holes I've drilled at our Kilgore project out at the Mine Ridge deposit and the adjacent Prospect Ridge target. 58 of the 58 holes, 52 have hit mineralization, and we're just continuing with this really good drill success. Again, these 7 holes are significant to our company because 4 of the holes were not drilled at the Kilgore deposit. They were drilled at an adjacent target called Prospect Ridge, and this is on strike with the Mine Ridge deposit. It has the same geologic signature as the Mine Ridge deposit, but very little historic drilling out there and no known deposit. So it's really exciting for us to go out and put our first holes into Prospect Ridge and hit mineralization because we now believe we're on to a second deposit, a copycat deposit to what we have at Mine Ridge. And that is what we've always said when we've been developing Kilgore, is that we have the one Mine Ridge deposit. It's got million-ounce-plus potential at Mine Ridge. And these volcanic-hosted epithermal gold systems, they typically, the deposits come in bunches. So when you find one, there's usually others out there. And we now feel that we're on to this second deposit out there at Prospect Ridge, which greatly enhances our ability to bring size potential to this project.
A couple of things that I find to be really interesting with this particular company, and that's why I will be buying some stock in it right around the corner. I'll give you guys 3 days' notice before I do that. But right now, the stock is trading down towards its low. Okay, it's around 34 cents right now. That gives it a market cap of $14.6 million. I got to tell you, I have never seen a company with a market cap that low that has 500,000 ounces according to 43-101 standards. Now, Echo Bay drilled that out. Echo Bay decided they didn't want to work there a number of years ago, and Otis took this particular project over. The Echo Bay geologists that were in charge of that particular project are now with Otis Gold. That's how much faith they have in the deal. I have to tell you, you know, you show me a company that's got 500,000 43-101 ounces with a market cap this low, and I'll show you a stock I want to buy. Now, let's go over to some of the other properties. What else is going on over there, Craig?
Well, let's just talk a little bit more about Kilgore, because if you don't mind, the other 3 holes that we announced were at the Mine Ridge deposit. Again, is just confirming, these results are confirming the continuity and the grade that we have out at Mine Ridge. And I don't want to forget about our Gold Ridge target, which is about 2 kilometers to the northwest of our Mine Ridge deposit that we are now permitted to drill on. We also have the Dogbone Ridge targets out at Kilgore, and that footprint out there is about, from a size perspective, it's about 5 times the size of what we have at Mine Ridge. So this really is, Al, when we look at Otis, Kilgore is our flagship project, and we're putting all of our eggs right now in that basket. At the same time, we do have 4 other projects in Idaho at various stages of development. The most advanced stage next to the Kilgore project is something called the Oakley project. That has a resource of 235,000 ounces on it. Again, 43-101 compliant. It's a little bit different than Kilgore in that it's a less mature project. There's been less drilling out there. It's a lower grade deposit than Kilgore. But again, what's interesting about the Oakley project is that of all the holes drilled on the project, the deepest holes have been 400 feet. The majority of those holes have hit mineralization. Many of these holes have bottomed out in mineralization, meaning they only went down 400 feet, but at the bottom of the hole, the rock that was coming out was running with gold. So the story there at Oakley is quite intriguing, and the geologic question out there is, what has been the source of this low-grade mineralized halo at surface? And so we've done a CSA and T survey out there, which is an electrical resistivity survey, and have come up with some pretty intriguing and compelling geophysical targets that we believe could be the high-grade feeders, which are the source of this low-grade balloon of mineralization. And if we can drill into those targets and hit those high-grade feeders, that would carry the day on a deposit such as this.
When you say carry the day, elaborate on that for me, will you?
It would bring up the grade of the deposit, and it would vastly enhance the size of the deposit. That would turn it into an interesting story, into an economic story.
As most of you folks out there, our regular listeners anyway, know, I don't invest in companies for any reason other than the people. And the reason I don't is because my expertise is not the technical side of the mining business. My expertise is ferreting out information by talking to other people. My expertise really if I have an expertise, it really is being able to read the person who's talking to me. And I'll tell you, one thing I have to say about Craig Lindsay is he's done this before, and he's done it before very, very successfully with a couple of other companies. Now, that's the kind of management team that you really want to hitch your buggy, for lack of better terms, too, because, you know, when you're working with someone who is basically their first time around, never really had a success before or what have you, you're taking a chance. Okay, now it's, you know, investing in the resource sector, particularly in exploration stage companies, you're always taking a chance. But you know what? Your losses are truly minimized when, as I said, you hitch your wagon to somebody who has actually done it before and more than once. Don't construe this as investment advice. It's not, okay? I am not arm's length on this situation at all. I really like the company, and I will be investing more into it. Click on their banner. You get your more information. See what you guys think.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of OpsGear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit both American Manganese and Otis Gold are a couple of really interesting companies. I want to stress that, you know, I'm not suggesting you go out and buy stock in these companies. All I'm saying is that I think that for Al Corlin, they represent interesting opportunities. And in the case of American Manganese, I have bought stock in that. And in the case of Otis Gold, I will shortly, but I'll give you 3 days' notice before I do that. Don't construe that as investment advice. It is not. I'm just telling you what I'm interested in. Okay, changing the subject, got Trader Raj with me right now. Indirectly, we're going to talk a little bit about the president's speech on Thursday night, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Roger defines as being the lack of communication on the part of Dr. Ben Bernanke, number one, Alan Greenspan, number two, and our President Barack Obama, number three. I'm assuming that there's a correlation here, Raj. What are your ideas on this, buddy?
Well, a bunch of bad things happened from all these guys. Not necessarily bad, but I mean, there wasn't anything offered that got people excited and made them believe that maybe we're going to get out of this mess. First of all, Greenspan warned Europe that if they don't behave themselves over there and cover up the mess in Greece and Portugal, that Europe could, in fact, take down the whole system. For once, I agree with them. Now, that sure didn't help stocks. Now, the next thing that we got was Bernanke made a speech in Minnesota, and he meandered on and on for minutes, hours, whatever, and offered nothing. I mean, there was nothing new. There was no commitment on QE3. There was no – all they're saying, basically, Al, is they're saying, you know, we understand the problem and we're going to cover it. Yeah, just like they've done for the last 10 years.
Yeah, the one thing that I find interesting, you know, I did a daily editorial yesterday, and I talked about kind of what I felt after watching the president's speech on Thursday. I felt that it was a non-event in that he really didn't have anything to say, obviously, that was concrete. And I brought out the fact that even Al Sharpton, your buddy, came out, you know, was asked afterwards what he thought of the speech. And he said, well, you know, the devil's in the details. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull it off. And, you know, he was kind of wishy-washy about that. Now, reading in the Wall Street Journal on Friday, you know, there were some, actually, I didn't specifically hear these when I was listening to it, but there were some specific proposals, which, quite frankly, represent an awful lot of money. They represent spending of $447 billion. He's talking about payroll tax cuts, okay? He's talking about payroll tax cuts for workers and payroll tax cuts for employers. Kind of interesting given the fact that payroll tax cuts and tax cuts have always been the purvey of the other side of the aisle. He's talking about infrastructure investments to the tune of $140 billion. And he's talking about extending unemployment insurance to the tune of $62 billion. Roger, I got to tell you, I don't see this as being anywhere close to an answer. Do you?
No, it's not. The payroll tax thing is a good idea, in my opinion, but it should have been done 3 or 4 years ago to get this economy off dead center. I think that it would have been more helpful then than it is now. Their problem is now they have waited so long and things have gotten so nasty that even if they do cut those payroll taxes, I don't think the bottom line effect is going to be that great. I mean, it's going to help some, but, you know, with unemployment approaching 23 to 25% and 50 million people on food stamps, I see a long, hot summer coming next year. We thought it was going to happen this year in the summer, but I think it's going to be next year. So, the other thing is that payroll tax business is a major expenditure, major, major expenditure. And a lot of observers, some smart guys I was watching, were saying that they got to get some Republican votes to pass that, and they're not so sure that those votes are there. Personally, I think they should do it, but I don't know, you know. The other thing is that in Europe, okay, we talked about now Greenspan, Bernanke, and the president. In Europe today, Mrs. Merkel in Germany and this guy Trichet running the European Central Bank or whatever he does over there are desperately trying to get a grip and get things together to the extent that they can plug the leaks in the dike to cover up the problems with Greece, because Greece is about on the verge of starting to cut and run. If they do, it's going to go out of control. The next thing that happened this week was the German Supreme Court voted, said, go ahead, you can do it. It's not illegal. We don't like it. We don't endorse it, but go ahead and do it. Then the next thing that happened was Mrs. Merkel and the rest of the politicians in Germany did a straw vote. They took a test vote, which actually ran through to see if they had enough votes to get the credit and the money from German taxpayers to give to Greece. Guess what? That vote passed. So what that says to me is they're going to kick the can down the road on the 29th. They're going to pass it. I think what that will do is it's going to prevent a major global system crash, but it isn't going to avoid it. But I don't think that's going to come in October, September, like I did suspect. What that means is no master crash in the next 60 days, but instead we'll probably get a normal selling fall events cycle, which could be 5, 10, maybe 12%. That is easily managed. And what that means is gold and silver shares and all the things that we like to trade in our newsletter should do fine, thank you very much, because while it's bad for the German taxpayers, it's good for our trading.
I feel a little silly having put out an editorial yesterday saying that Thursday, saying that the president really didn't say anything specific. And I have to stick with that, even looking at these numbers, the expenditures of $447 billion that was reported yesterday, Friday, in the Wall Street Journal. You know, it's great to say let's cut employment taxes. Let's get out there and let's, you know, create jobs by improving the infrastructure, modernizing schools, et cetera, rehabbing vacant homes. You know, but the fact of the matter is there's still, in looking at this, I still have to say I don't see anything concrete. I mean, what am I missing, Raj?
Well, that infrastructure repair stuff, you know, that's a long-term deal. I mean, to actually get money flowing and get things going in that regard, it's going to take 3 to 5 years to do it. I don't think they've got enough time remaining to really get that busy and get that money out there. I would vote instead for a complete overhaul of the USA tax system immediately, and also possibly payroll tax cuts. And the other thing that I would do is I would increase the food to the hungry, and I would get a major Roosevelt-style WPA plan going. And believe me, I'm not a fan of FDR. I don't like him or all the things he did. But the one thing he did right in the 1930s, he put 2 million men to work, and they were paid $5 a month in room and board, and they had to give the rest of their money to their families. That's a whole bunch of people that are going to get by barely under better circumstances than otherwise.
Something dramatic has to be done. We don't have any question about that. You know, I guess the last thing I want to just bring up quickly here in this particular segment is the market really didn't react very favorably to the president's speech. I mean, the Dow yesterday was, all the indices that I follow were down, and the Dow was down over 300 points. Gold kind of just basically treaded water, you know, down 10 bucks or something like that. Silver was down about a buck or thereabouts. But the markets didn't exactly, you know, people say the markets don't lie. Well, you're right. The markets don't lie. But you know what? Here, I think the truth in the market action is nobody really kind of goes along with what's going on. You got 30 seconds. Do you agree with that?
Yes. The president's speech was basically a statement and not a decision. He should have held off, or he should have gone ahead with his plan as to how he says in 2 weeks he's going to show how to do it on the money. Well, he should have done that in the speech.
That's what I meant when I said he wasn't very specific.
Right.
That's exactly what I meant. Okay, there you have it from Trader Raj. Listen to his editorial every single day on this particular site. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of cobalt to the United States and how a company in Idaho will soon be the sole domestic producer of this valuable strategic metal. Stick around.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corona Economics Report. I'm Al Kwan. Appreciate you joining me. Last segment, I'm chatting right now with Rick Hunsinger. Rick has been involved with a company called Formation Metals. He is a professional engineer and geoscientist, very, very bright individual. Been involved with Formation for quite some time now, better than 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. They have a very, very interesting situation going on in Idaho, and I want to talk to you about it. Here's the reason I want to talk about it. We stress gold and silver on this particular program. We also talk about two other what I would call assets. One is manganese, and you know all about that. And the other one that I want to discuss right now is cobalt. Formation Capital is right around the corner from being the first standalone cobalt producer in the United States in the state of Idaho. Here's the deal. Number one, they've got a refinery in place. Number two, they are fully permitted. Number three, they are fully funded to go into production, so it would take an absolute miracle for them not to go into production. We just got done shooting a video. That video is up on our website, so you can put a face with a name in terms of Rick, and also you can learn a little bit more about the company. I am also want to say that I'm a shareholder in this company, and they are also a sponsor on our website. So for what it's worth, don't take this as being investment advice from me, because it's definitely not. Rick, talk a little bit about the importance of cobalt and the uses of cobalt, and the fact that the United States right now is very, very dependent, for lack of better terms, on mainland China. We don't want to be, do we?
Well, no, that's right, Al. We don't want to be. I just want to clarify first off for your listeners that we're halfway there for the funding. So we've got a little bit left to do here. We're down the road with some banks that are looking to help us out on the debt side of financing, but it is not done yet. But we're confident that it is going to get done at some point in the near future. And as such, we raised $80 million in an equity financing back in March. We're utilizing those funds to proceed with construction, so we are still full steam ahead here, and we hope to be in production by second quarter of 2012, so about a year from now. With respect to cobalt, yes, absolutely. They do not have a domestic source, and we would like to change that for them. They do rely heavily on other countries. You mentioned China for refined materials. Raw materials, much of it comes out of Western Africa and Russia and Cuba. So there are certain geopolitical issues associated with these countries, but obviously, the United States is a stable country with respect to its politics, or at least it is, comparatively speaking, to other countries. And this is where our mine is located. That does make it unique. The other thing that makes it unique is that it is a primary cobalt deposit, as you mentioned. Typically, cobalt is produced as a byproduct of copper and nickel mining worldwide. One of the unique things is that this is a primary cobalt deposit, and we produce secondary copper and a little bit of gold. Another thing that makes it unique is we can produce what's known in the industry as high-purity cobalt. This is a very unique type of cobalt that is utilized in the super alloy sector, and that is, in particular, the moving parts of jet engines, the blades themselves. So it's a type of cobalt that is not readily available, and there is definitely a projected shortages, and the U.S. is the primary consumer of this type of cobalt, and they do not have a domestic source. The other thing is that we can actually produce the end product metal. We're not producing a concentrate, or we don't plan on producing a concentrate that we'll ship overseas for final processing. We have the plant itself, also located in the state of Idaho, which we have proven through pilot plant testing and other metallurgical test work that we can produce the high-purity cobalt. So it's a very unique situation for the cobalt industry and for the United States. The Defense Logistics Agency actually has been stockpiling cobalt. They consider it a strategic metal, just like much of the rare earth metals. So it's sort of like a rare earth situation with respect to not having enough of it being produced domestically. And I think it has yet to see the limelight of the general public to realize just how important it is in everyday life.
You know, one of the reasons that I'm really interested in this company is I've got an awful long history with them. I met the founders at the time it was called Formation Capital 25 years ago. And, you know, they started the company. They never gave up. It shows you, it's a group, one of the greatest examples Big Al has ever seen anyway in the mining industry of tenacity. It really is. It is, you know, they started out with a project in Idaho. They were looking at an asset that a lot of people weren't interested in at the time. Lo and behold, they're right around the corner from being going into production, and lo and behold, they're going to be providing a supply for a very, very important asset that's going to take the U.S. off of the dependency, off of a dependency to mainland China, and I really like that a lot. Now, having said that, let's talk a little bit about cobalt, Rick. You know, what exactly is cobalt used for, and what is the potential size of your market?
Well, cobalt, everyone has heard about cobalt, but not necessarily understands just what it's used for. There's a couple of things to clarify. First off and foremost, and I like to say it this way, is that not all cobalt is created equal. There's various grades of cobalt that are used in various applications. There's low-grade, C-grade, as they call it, cobalt that is used in chemicals and other frit-grade materials used in those sort of applications. There's grade B material, which is the material that is used in hard-facing and other applications. It can be re-refined to be used in rechargeable batteries, that sort of thing, which is a fast-growing sector. Grade B material, by the way, is the material that you'll see listed as trading on the London Metal Exchange. On top of that, that's grade B is 99.3 to 99.8 material purity. Grade A material is material that's 99.8 plus in purity, and that is trades at a premium to these other lower-grade cobalts. Now, we can produce grade A material, but not only that, we can produce what's called high-purity cobalt, which is a very high-grade form of the grade A material, so that in turn trades at a premium. So we make the top type of cobalt that can be produced. So that is very unique, and the U.S., is, as I mentioned earlier, is a big, big consumer of this high-purity cobalt because it's the only material that they can use in jet engines. And as such, it is in great demand, and we just don't have enough of it locally and domestically to satisfy that demand. The other uses of cobalt is from everything from your rechargeable batteries, as I said. It's used in a number of applications in the green energy sector. It's used in the production of hybrid vehicles. It's used in magnets in combination with some rare earth elements, which can have applications in wind turbine technologies. It's used in solar panel technologies. It's used in fuel cell technologies. It's used in the desulfurization of oil. So it has a lot of applications that are considered green technologies, and as such, that's a fast-growing sector.
You know, the thing that I find interesting in particular about this company and its asset being cobalt, is that you ladies and gentlemen, I say ladies because I know Karen's listening in here, you guys are all very, very interested in gold and silver, as I am. You know, we are real gold bugs and silver bugs, and the reason we are is because we think that things are really not going well economically around the world, and we kind of view, as one of you guys said in a comment that you made earlier in the week to me, we're starting to view investments in gold and silver as being the investments that we used to make perhaps in what was at the time one of the safest, surest investments out there, and that was U.S. T-bills. Well, that's not the case anymore, so we have a really, really larger and growing interest in, for lack of better terms, precious metals, okay? What has Big Al said over the past numerous years? You've got to be diversified in terms of your investing, okay? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. In the resource sector, I think you do need to be diversified. Now, true, you may want to put the majority of capital into precious metals, as I do, but I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying you... just telling you that's what the little blonde lady and I do. But again, in the area of diversification, you want to look at other, and I believe if I'm not mistaken, you would definitely call cobalt a strategic metal. Here we have a strategic metal asset by the only company, if I'm not mistaken, in North America that is literally very, very close to actually going into production. To me, that seems to be a very good place to diversify. Now, you're probably not going to get the share appreciation as quickly as you would, for example, in a gold mining company or a silver company. But you know what? You've got a real stable thing here. And that's, I think, also very important. This company is not necessarily a speculation. I don't view it as a speculation. I view it as being a soon-to-be producer. And I want to diversify. I want to be safe in my investments. I don't want to put my entire portfolio in jeopardy. And that's one of the reasons that we are talking with Formation Metals. That's one of the reasons that we're talking with American Manganese. It's very, very important to be diversified. Okay, you can learn more about the company. If you have any questions, give me a call. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. It's been a very, very interesting one, and I continue to appreciate all of your input.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.